Bending Light, Chapter 9. Despite his words to Theo, Draco still found himself in the cafe most days. And Hermione had started visiting the bookshop, too, eager to read everything she could as her language skills improved. He enjoyed picking out books and setting them aside for her a little more than he liked to admit. He also found himself reading along with her, ostensibly because he was trying to improve his knowledge of Muggle literature, but also so they could have discussions. And Theo was right. She was more than the pedantic know-it-all he thought she was in school. She was quick, and thoughtful too. Theo also seemed to be gradually increasing his press, and more often than not, Draco saw him at the cafe, leaning in that way of his, trying to make her laugh, trying to make her blush. From what Draco could gather, she was willing to be amused, but in no danger of losing her head, let alone her heart. This knowledge pleased him. Although he still maintained that he wanted nothing more than this sort of half-friendship with her, he also didn't really want to see her as one of Theo's string of victims, none of whom had been totally cut loose as far as Draco could tell. He wondered how Theo did it. He'd be lucky if he got out of his Italian adventure with both balls. Draco was still shaking his head over Theo as he opened the door to the cafe on a hot afternoon and walked in on a burst of noisy laughter. Of course, it was Thursday, time for a group of the town's elderly gentlemen to gather to play cards, smoke and drink grappa for several hours. Hermione was also placing a tray with a frosted bottle and a dozen tiny glasses down on their table, as Draco pulled the door shut behind him. An exclamation of general approbation arose around the men and sent her playful compliments and sallies. She answered them in her surprisingly idiomatic Italian, which had improved so quickly that it amazed Draco. As she turned away from the table, she sent a particularly rabid riposte over her shoulder, and her smile was so alluring that it stopped him in his tracks. It also didn't hurt that she was wearing the red dress, a fact which several of the gentlemen were remarking on, albeit respectfully. As she moved back towards the counter, she looked up and saw him, and her laughing expression softened into something warmer. She tilted her head and looked him up and down as Draco tried to collect himself. "Riding again today?" she asked, nodding at the helmet in his hands.
"Yes, but I went towards the sea this time."
A slight frown appeared between her eyes, and she knew she was worried about him going outside the wards again. And he probably did need to be more careful, but he couldn't resist the pull of the longer, windier roads. He shrugged and grinned at her, and she shook her head, going behind the counter and turning her back to him. Her back in the red dress was very appealing, and he looked his fill as she bent down and fetched a chilled carafe of water and poured a tall glass out. She turned and handed it to him. "You must be thirsty." Suddenly, Draco realised he was absolutely parched. He took the glass from her and gulped, eyes closed, and the water was so perfectly cool and quenching that he finished the whole thing. He placed the glass on the bar and reached up to wipe his mouth. When he looked up, she was watching him, her lips slightly parted.
"I needed that. Thanks," he gasped.
She turned away again quickly. "Do you want another?"
"No, that's fine. Just a quick coffee to set me up for the closing shift."
"Oh, you're working tonight?"
"Yes. Agatha has a dinner arrangement, so she asked me to cover. It's not my usual night."
"I know." She knew his schedule? He pondered this as she placed the small cup of dark liquid in front of him. He picked it up and sipped. She turned again and started clattering parts of the espresso machine. "How are you finding Infinite Jest?" She raised her voice over the din. They were both reading the two copies of the latest English language book to arrive at the shop. She had put hers on hold as soon as she'd learned it was coming, and Draco had picked his up to skim through and gotten pulled in.
"Chaotic. Strange. but compelling. Even though, between the language and the Muggle setting, I don't understand half of it.
He shook his head once.
You?
It's like nothing I've read before, she frowned. I want to hate it, but I think I actually love it. It's so cluttered and, yes, very strange.
Cluttered, that's a good way to put it.
He took a breath to elaborate, but just then a loud huzzah went up from the signores in the corner, who were all focusing on something at the door. Draco turned to see Lavender, posing in an enormous hat, an extremely short, low-cut white dress, with what looked like red cherries printed on it. The older gentleman called out to her, and she went to the table and dropped a kiss on each weathered cheek, flashing ample eyefuls of thigh and tanned bosom as she did so. Everyone enjoyed the performance mightily. Draco turned to Hermione and lifted a brow. She laughed. She's harmless.
Oh, I imagine she's actually high risk for some of these old gents.
A smirk lifted the corner of his mouth as Lavender approached. Hermione broke into a peal of laughter and swatted him playfully on the shoulder. What? Lavender asked. What's so funny? Hello, Draco. She flipped her large red sunglasses down and gave him a flirtatious smile. Just you. And that little performance, Hermione said with mock severity, as Draco murmured a greeting. Oh, they love me. Lavender waved an airy hand towards the table. Clearly. Hermione gave her a look. But you'll give them more heart attacks in that get-up. Lavender rolled her eyes. Fix me a crema, will you? Of course. And how much longer do you have? I want to get out of this heat and into the water. Hermione glanced up at the clock. 10 or 15 minutes? Can you last? I've got all my things here, so we can just go. She looked at Draco. We're headed to the pools. Yeah, do you want to come? I've heard you're quite the diver. Lavender had picked up a straw and was chewing on it as she looked up at him, her eyes wide. Draco sensed Hermione tense and wondered what she told Lavender about the day he'd run off. The memory of her stretching on the shore flashed vividly in his mind as he swallowed.
I can't. I have the closing shift tonight, he said.
Pity. Lavender let her eyes run down his body. Draco let his eyes slide very obviously over hers, lingering on her low-cut bodice.
Isn't it just?
Hermione tried unsuccessfully to hide a cackle of laughter in a cough, and Lavender made a face at him. Next time, then, she said. Arrange it with Theo and we'll all go together. Oh, yes, let's do that, Hermione added, her entreaty with a soft smile.
Will do.
His gaze lingered on Hermione as he placed his espresso cup down. He'd just have to steel himself for several hours of exquisite torture.
Have fun.
He gave both girls a swift wave and turned to leave. So how often does Draco come to the cafe? Lavender said, as she smoothed coconut tanning oil on her legs. Hermione watched her in fascination. You know, between that and the lemon juice in your hair, you smell like something good to eat. I want some spray? Lavender gestured to the bottle laying on her towel. Your hair is really lightening already, but the lemon is supposed to put lovely blonde streaks in it. Sure. Hermione picked up the bottle and started spritzing. And you didn't answer my question. Lavender rolled on her back and lowered her sunglasses over her eyes. Hermione was working the liquid through to the tips of her damp hair. She'd had a swim almost the moment they got there, and was now ready to drowse in the sun. Draco, in the cafe. Today. Lavender's voice was slow and relaxed. How often is he coming in? Not as often as Theo. Hermione flopped onto her stomach and rested her chin on her fist. Lavender snorted. Do we have too many handsome boys on our hands. I saw Maurizio in there when I walked by yesterday. I don't have anyone on my hands, least of all Draco.
Oh, please.
Lavender tossed her hair.
Maurizio is gagging for it. Theo would leap in a minute if you gave him the signal. And Draco...
What? Hermione propped up eagerly and squinted at Lavender, who paused.
He's harder to read, but sometimes the way he looks at you... Like today, just before he left.
But you don't think he could possibly...
Oh, I think he very well possibly. He just holds his cards closer to his vest.
Lavender slid her glasses down and looked at Hermione. Her eyebrow arched.
But which one do you like? I mean, I can tell you're not interested in Maurizio. Not seriously. But sometimes I sense a vibe with you and Theo. And sometimes I sense it with you and Draco.
Hermione groaned.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, so there is something there.
Lavender leaned on her elbow and took her glasses off.
With which one? I don't know. Either. Both. You tell me.
Theo is... Charming, Hermione started. And fun. I find him very attractive.
Oh, he is.
Lavender nodded rapidly. This Italian life agrees with him. I mean, he was always... But now... Why don't you go after him? Hermione asked, suddenly struck. Her personalities were so alike.
Other than he's into you?
Lavender chuckled, then muttered, Story of my life, in a side voice. Hermione swatted at her with her hat.
Oh, please. Well, I mean, other than that, and the fact that I'm very much enjoying the local offerings, he and I dated already and it didn't work out.
What? When? Hermione sat up in surprise.
This year.
Why didn't you tell me?
It was very brief.
Lavender rolled her eyes.
Bloody hell.
Hermione's shock was extreme. And how did I not know this already?
I think we've established that you're fairly clueless about the romantic currents at Hogwarts. Occupational hazard of living in the library and having two boys for best friends,
Lavender said. True, but why was it so brief? You two seem like you'd be good together.
Eh.
Lavender waved a hand.
We're too alike. Before Ron, I had a hard time with commitment, you know. And Theo has the same problem.
Clearly. Hermione rolled her eyes and lay back down, staring up at the endless blue above, which incidentally reminded her of Theo's eyes.
Which is why you're cautious with him, Lavender said. Even if Draco weren't here to muddle you up.
What?
He's not muddling me.
Lavender picked up her book, a battered copy of Bridget Jones's diary, and bopped Hermione with it.
Liar!
Hermione was silent.
It's fine if you don't want to talk about it, Lavender said after a moment. But I'm here if you ever do.
She lifted her book and cracked the spine.
It's just,
Hermione ventured in a small voice.
He's Draco Malfoy.
She looked at Lavender and shook her head.
What? Rich? Gorgeous? Intelligent? Sophisticated?
A bigoted, muggle-hating, pure-blood snob who until very recently was working for Voldemort? Lavender winced at Hermione's use of the name.
Shh!
She glanced around involuntarily.
Oh, boo, Hermione said. That's rubbish, you know.
She gathered herself to deliver a lecture on the efficacy of naming things to reduce the power they exercised. But Lavender sat up and cut in before she could speak.
Fine, okay. But back to the topic at hand. Didn't we both receive the same briefing about Draco? He was forced into it. And they threatened his family, etc., etc.
She twirled her hand in the air. Yes, Hermione said softly. She'd been thinking a lot about this, actually, what she would have done in Malfoy's position.
And he seems different to me, more open-minded. He's reading all those books with you. And you said he asked you about dancing and music. The motorcycle. He seems to be really enjoying himself here, living as a muggle. Embracing it. Even if he hasn't said anything, I think his actions speak for him. Do you see that too?
Lavender tilted her head. He did say something. Hermione said it so quietly that Lavender leaned forward and blinked.
Pardon?
He did say something. Hermione took a deep breath and exhaled noisily. He apologised.
What?
Lavender whipped off her glasses and widened her eyes to saucers. I mean, it wasn't explicit or flowery, but he did apologise.
Draco Malfoy.
Lavender's mouth was gaping.
Apologised.
Yeah. We were talking about school and I said something silly about first year and he got very quiet and serious and then he just told me he was sorry. For all of it.
Lavender stared at Hermione for several moments before dropping her hand dramatically down on her towel and blowing out a loud breath.
Whew. Okay. What? This changes things.
Lavender laughed and shook her head.
What do you mean? Changes things how? Well, to be honest, I thought Draco was perhaps drawn to you, but committed to keeping a certain distance. And? Well, now I think he may be further gone than I suspected.
No.
Hermione was arrested, staring at Lavender's face.
What would you do if you were?
Lavender said. Her brows going up.
I don't know, Hermione said, distracted. What would she do if Draco...
She breathed in sharply as heat flashed over her body.
What wouldn't she do?
Shit, she said under her breath.
Lavender started chuckling.
Harry and Ron are going to fucking lose it.
That's not funny. And why are you talking about it, like it's a foregone conclusion? There's still...
Theo! Hermione exclaimed.
Oh, right, sure.
Theo!
Lavender's lip twitched up at the corner.
I haven't decided anything. No one has said anything,
Hermione said a little desperately.
Nothing has to happen.
And why the fuck not?
Lavender sat up fully and fixed Hermione with a serious look.
Why shouldn't you be able to explore something with someone you're attracted to, with whom you share interests, who excites you? Harry and Ron don't own you. This conflict shouldn't dictate everything you do. You're 17, for fuck's sake. Do something reckless and bold. Prioritise yourself.
Surprisingly, Hermione felt tears spring to her eyes. She touched Lavender's hand.
Thank you.
Lavender's eyes were suddenly a bit shiny too.
I mean it, she said. It's about time someone put you first. You deserve it.
Her mouth turned up in a slow grin.
You also deserve a gorgeous boy with a motorcycle and a brain and, frankly, one of the nicest asses I've ever...
Hermione put her hand out in surprise, giggles erupting from her mouth.
Stop! Oh my God!
Lavender just laughed.
It's true!
But it's also true what I said about Theo, Hermione said. I'm not 100% sure of what's going on with either of them.
Well... That's fine.
Lavender settled back on her towel.
Let it play out. Let it unfold naturally until things become more clear.
Hermione nodded and stared at her unseeingly.
Although... Lavender picked up her book again and smiled wickedly. I'll eat that straw hat of yours if you don't snog Malfoy on the back of that motorcycle before this summer is over.
Lavender?
I mean, snog Theo too, with my blessing. He's very good at it. But Draco on the bike in the leather jacket thing he was wearing today? That's just too much to pass up.
Hermione pulled her hands over her face and laughed as she lay back on her towel.
You're incorrigible.
I'm good for you.
Hermione snorted and shook her head.
You know, I never would have believed it, but I do think you are.
Lavender just smiled up at the blue sky. Chapter 10. Draco washed the last dinner dish and handed it to Theo to dry. It was a rare night that they were both home, but with Theo on the outs with both of his Italian girlfriends and seemingly trying to otherwise keep his dick in his pants, he was in more often. And of course, Draco was always in, which was how he liked it. Theo hung up the cloth and wandered to the corner of the sitting room, where an old guitar leaned against the wall. It was another item they had found in a random closet in the flat, and Theo had taken to get it restrung. He lifted it and started strumming.
"Do you have any idea how to play that thing?"
Draco went to the window and looked out. It was another beautiful, warm night.
"I'm picking it up," Theo said, as his strumming coalesced into something like a melody. "It's not bloody easy, though."
Draco turned and watched Theo's fingers, trying to translate the chords he was playing into what they should be on a keyboard. He still needed to find a way to listen to music other than the old radio in the bookshop, which only seemed to pick up news programmes and a tiny classical station. He'd have to ask Hermione about it again. Hermione, His eyes narrowed and he wondered if Theo's sudden interest in the guitar had something to do with her. Draco had mentioned some of their conversation about music, and he wouldn't put it past Theo, the smarmy git, to serenade her or write a song about her, or something equally twatty.
"Want a drink?"
Draco moved towards the drinks cart.
"Yeah, just a whiskey, thanks," Theo said, and then started to hum a tune over his strumming.
Draco poured two glasses and was handing one to Theo just as a distinctive 5-beat knock sounded on the door. He froze and his eyes widened on Theo's. It couldn't be. In a flash, he was moving to the door and throwing it open, Theo right behind him.
"What in the bloody hell?"
he exclaimed, as he beheld a tall, haughty-faced boy standing on the threshold.
"Fuck, you really are here."
Blazabini stepped through the door and wrapped Draco in a tight embrace.
"I thought you were fucking dead."
Draco was as surprised at the hug as he was to see Blaze at all.
"That's what they're telling people?"
he asked. As Blaze finally let him go and Draco grabbed him by the shoulders to hold him at arm's length. So fucking happy to see his best friend. Blaze shook his head and gave him a rare smile, then reached around him to shake Theo's hand.
"Theo?"
Theo took Blaze's hand and grabbed his upper arm.
"Good to see you, mate."
"To answer your question, they're not telling anybody anything,"
Blaze said, his eyes back on Draco.
"But the over-under definitely favours your demise." "That could actually be useful,"
Draco mused. Blaze chuckled.
"Come in," Theo said, staring off down the hall. "Have a drink and tell us what the fuck you're doing here."
"Sounds good, yeah."
Blaze followed him, whistling as he took in the flat's interior.
"This place is insane. They set you up pretty well, huh?"
Theo nodded. Could definitely be worse. A whiskey, okay?
He held at the bottle of single malt he and Draco had been sipping.
Yeah.
Blaze nodded swiftly and sat down on the couch. Draco fell into one of the armchairs across from him.
You slick git. Why didn't you tell us you were coming?
What? I was supposed to owl you?
Draco pointed to the phone.
Or use that?
Blaze cut his eyes to Theo.
My man turning into a muggle already?
Nearly there, Theo said cheerfully, as he handed Blaze a glass. You should see his motorcycle.
Blaze's head whipped towards Draco again, and he let out a low laugh.
That I definitely have to see.
Draco waved his drink.
All in good time. So what the fuck? You know that we're here. What else do you know? Did someone send you? Are you moving in?
Blaze held up his hand, a slow grin stealing across his face.
Blimey, that's a lot of eagerness for a Malfoy. Let's see. I know the two of you are here because you're in hiding, so to speak. I know there are more of you. And yes, someone sent me. Remus Lupin. I'm supposed to tell you that the password is Phoenix Tear.
Blaze rolled his eyes. Draco gave a soft laugh.
Like we needed that.
So, is there news then? Theo asked, settling down on the other end of the couch. From Lupin?
No, not really. He doesn't have anything new, which is why he didn't come himself. Said to tell you to hold tight. Lay low and all that. Looks like school will start as usual in September, but that could change. Especially if Dumbledore gets worse.
Draco nodded, remembering the headmaster's weakened state that night in the astronomy tower.
There's a sense that the other side is planning something.
Blaze sipped his drink.
Which my sources back up.
Your sources? Draco frowned.
Yeah. I've been doing some listening, a little reporting.
You're working for the Order.
Draco's surprise was extreme.
That sounds a bit official. Let's just say I'm passing along things of interest, if and when I can.
What brought that on?
Draco was incredulous. Blaze was the last person who would stick his neck out for a cause.
I'm just trying to stay safe. Protect myself and my mum. I don't want to end up dead or in Azkaban.
Blaze's dark gaze shot to him, and Draco nodded.
As you know,
Blaze continued,
a mum attracts all kinds. She throws a party. You never know who will turn up or what they'll say after a couple of euphoric draughts.
Draco nodded again. Blaze's notoriously beautiful mother, Diantha, a former model and sometimes singer, moved in very rarefied circles.
Are you staying with her now? Theo asked.
No, she's in Paris, practicing for some gig at the end of summer. I'm in one of the villas. It's close to here.
One of the villas?
Theo's eyebrows went up.
Mum's got three or four.
Blaze said shortly.
Tends to inherit them.
Theo let out a low whistle, then popped up and grabbed his pack of cigarettes from the table.
So you're not moving in then?
Draco asked, taking a cigarette as Theo offered the pack around. Blaze took one too and paused as Theo held out his lighter, his brows going up at the muggle device before he leaned forward and took the light.
No.
He said on the exhale.
I'm not under any sort of embargo like you lot, but I think I'll make the villa home base for the time being, so you'll see more of me.
Good man, Draco said.
Yeah, that's ace, Theo echoed. It's a great time around here. I think you'll enjoy what's on offer.
He raised his brows twice, then glanced at the clock over the flyer pace.
Shit.
Speaking of, I'm supposed to meet Julia in 5 minutes. Better dash.
Draco's eyes whipped to him.
You're on that again.
Theo had the grace to look a little chagrined.
I saw her at the disco last night. She was very persuasive.
Draco frowned and noticed Blaze's gaze moving between them.
Trouble, boys?
He asked with a smirk.
No trouble at all,
Draco said evenly, but Theo wouldn't meet his eyes as he hurried to the door.
Glad you're here, mate, Theo waved to Blaze. Maybe you'll help this one loosen up.
He jerked his thumb at Draco, who sent him a rude gesture as the door closed. Blaze got up.
I actually need to dash too, he said. Mum wants a flu call. It could be something interesting to pass on. Can I apparate from here?
Yeah, there are no restrictions. We're just supposed to be cautious.
Draco stretched up out of his seat.
What's your schedule like?
Blaze asked.
Will you come by to the villa tomorrow?
Sure, it's my day off.
Blaze snorted.
You, working?
He shook his head.
Lupin said it was a shop, too.
Draco lifted a shoulder.
I actually like it.
Blaze grinned.
Tomorrow, then. Come for lunch. Stay for dinner?
Draco smiled back at him.
Yeah, this sounds good. Write down the address and I'll take my bike so you can laugh at me some more.
I look forward to it. Hermione fucking Granger.
Blaze tipped his head back and blew out a long breath that turned into a chuckle.
And Lavender Brown, don't forget,
Draco added, shifting in his deck chair and squinting against the bright sun. He reached for his sunglasses and slid them on.
Brown. Now that is a bit intriguing,
Blaze murmured.
Is it?
Draco glanced over. Blaze's eyes were closed, but he smiled slightly.
She was looking fit at the end of term.
Huh.
Draco let his head drop against the canvas chair back.
Well, you'll probably be pleased with how she looks now, then.
Oh? What does that mean?
Just Italy. Everyone's tan and relaxed.
Even Granger,
Blaze snorted. Draco was silent. With Blaze, he didn't feel as on guard as he did with Theo, but he was still reluctant to discuss whatever the fuck was going on with Hermione.
She looks well, too, was what he finally settled on.
Blaze immediately sat up in his chair and took off his sunglasses.
What?
Fuck. So much for not discussing it. Draco sighed.
Okay, what the fuck is going on?
Blaze's voice held a lot of incredulity and a hint of humour.
Nothing is going on.
You just complimented Granger's looks,
Blaze said, his eyes wide.
Now, I'll agree that she's pretty, and I know we've all been steadily moving away from the muggle-hating shite of our younger years, but you can't stand her. I know you can't.
Maybe I just didn't know her.
It popped out before Draco could think, and he knew instantly that he was caught.
Oh. Fuck,
Blaze said, a huge grin taking over his face.
You and Granger. Oh my fucking gods.
There is no Granger and me,
Draco said irritably, shifting up off his chair and taking off his t-shirt. He walked to the steps of the pool and skimmed his foot over the pristine water.
If anything, there's more likelihood of Granger and Theo. He's trying all his shit on her.
I'm not leaving behind the topic of you and Granger by any means,
Blaze said.
But Theo, too. What the fuck is going on around here? Has Granger suddenly become a sex goddess? Is there something in the water?
He raised his palms and looked around theatrically.
And also, wasn't Theo off to shag some Italian bird last night? Yeah, same old Theo,
Draco shrugged.
I thought he was turning over a new leaf for Granger, but apparently not.
A dart of anger shot through him, and he shook his head once. Blaze whistled.
You're not happy about that.
Fuck off, Blaze.
Okay, okay.
Blaze put his hands up again.
And besides, Draco said, I don't think Granger's biting. With Theo. So, no harm, no foul. You think, or you hope,
Blaze said with a wicked grin. Draco gave him the finger and dove suddenly under the water. He swam almost the whole length of the pool before he came up, shaking his head and gasping for breath. He moved with leisurely strokes on the far wall, where lush green landscaping dipped almost down to the pool edge, then flipped to float on his back. He lay there for a while, letting the water cushion him, staring up at the greenery in the blue sky where it met the salmon-pink wall of the villa in an almost surreal saturation of colour.
You want a Peroni? I'm going in,
Blaze called. Draco flipped over and called an affirmative, then swam back to where they were sitting. He pulled himself out of the water and let it stream onto the pool deck. It was so hot, he barely needed to towel himself off, and instead just flopped back on the lounge chair and closed his eyes again. Granger. Fuck. What was going on with her? Did he really want to think about it? No. But the truth was, with Blaze here, he wasn't going to be able to conceal anything effectively. Blaze knew him too well. He blew out a breath and raked his hand through his wet hair, resting his wrists on his forehead for a moment and letting the warmth of the sun seep into his bones. Maybe he just let it lie. Maybe she'd pick Theo anyway. Pick? Fuck. He was already thinking of it that way. He breathed in and out slowly, trying to clear his mind, letting the heat drowse him. As soon as he relaxed, an image of Hermione in her white bikini bloomed behind his eyes. He breathed out a soft sigh and imagined her here, coming up out of the water, her hair slick and dark, her eyes hooded. She walked over to him, leaned down, kissed him. Her lips were soft, and droplets from her hair fell onto his chest. He tipped his head back and slid his hands around her waist. She wrapped her fingers around his jaw and behind his ear, her tongue licking against the seam of his mouth. He opened and invited her in, twining his tongue with hers, feeling heat start low and potent. She made a soft sound, not unlike the one the day of the orange juice, and it was like oxygen to a flame. He pulled her down and she went easily, straddling him, her luscious tits at eye level and her hot core positioned perfectly over his.
Here's your beer.
Blaze's voice startled Draco out of his fantasy.
Thanks.
Draco shifted up, flustered, hoping that the fact that he was half hard wasn't noticeable. Blaze flopped back down and took a deep drink of his beer. Draco did the same, letting the icy coldness shock away the torpor of his daydream, although a few images lingered.
So, when am I going to see them?
Blaze asked. Granger's tits? What?
What?
Draco was confused.
Our two Gryffindor friends? You said you've been hanging about a bit. Am I going to get to see them? Have to admit, I'm insanely curious now.
I don't know. Draco collected himself. Is it safe, with what you're doing and everything?
I don't see why not. Don't you trust them?
Draco leaned back and looked up.
Yeah, I mean, they have no reason to sell you out. And you're helping the Order, which still surprises me, by the way.
He shot a look at Blaze.
What brought that on, by the way? Why not just stay out of it. And didn't like what they did to you, did I?
Blaze shook his head and a very cold look came over his face.
And although I know Mum and I would survive under that regime, I think it could be unpleasant for her, having to dance to his tune. And Dolohov has always had an obsession with her.
Blaze shuddered, and a hint of fear touched his features. Draco felt an unpleasant prickling up his neck, too. He'd seen Dolohov in action last year.
Yeah,
he said finally, hanging his head.
You're not wrong.
He heaved out a big breath.
And I think it would be fine for you to meet them. Hermione and Brown.
Hermione, huh?
Blaze's eyebrow went up, the gravity of a few moments before gone from his face. Draco rolled his eyes and Blaze lay back down on his chair again with a chuckle.
A bit cheeky of the Order to have those two shack up together. A lot of bad blood there, if I recall.
Yeah, I about lost it when Granger told me, but they seem to be getting along okay now.
Huh. Maybe there is something in the air here. Muggle magic.
Maybe.
Draco took another swallow of beer.
I'll see when Theo has his next night off, and we can have something fun at our flat. Invite everyone round.
Good, good. There's a telephone somewhere in this villa. I'll figure out how to use it.
I'll show you.
Draco looked over and flicked his eyebrows up. Blaze shook his head with a smile.
Not going to get used to that any time soon, mate.
Draco chuckled.
Adapt or perish.
Blaze sat up.
Speaking of, when are you going to show me this bike?
Right now sounds good, Draco said. I'm not letting you fucking ride it, though.
Why?
I've seen you on a broom. You'd crash within 30 seconds. Probably sooner. Reckless.
Draco shook his head and stood up.
You can ride on the back and hug me.
Fuck you.
Blaze put two fingers up.
You can save that shite for your girl.
He smirked, and Draco put two fingers up in return.